Come on, my God is able. How about your God? Come on. I mean, no, my God is your God. And his name is the Lord Jesus Christ. So good to see every one of you. Tell you what, you can stand. You can remain standing or sit, whatever you want to do, just for 2 or 3 minutes. And we have a special treat for you this morning. We want to welcome all of the visitors to Bridge of Hope Fellowship this morning. We're so honored that you're with us. If you're visiting for the first time, will you raise your hand so we kind of know? If you're visiting for the first time, God bless those hands. God bless those hands in the back. We're so humbled and honored to have you with us. Tell you, the last few Sundays we have been, I want to put out more seats. God is doing something, amen. But I want to challenge you, don't stop on us now. Don't stop on us now, amen. I like it when it's crowded. If we have to go to 2 services, someday we may. But I mean, no, we'll get them in here the best we know how first. Come on, church. Amen. But God is moving. God is speaking. God, the presence of God is with us, and we do not take that lightly. I have a few announcements this morning, and Tara and I are so honored and grateful to be back. We were out of town last weekend, and y'all didn't have church. Amen. I know snow. That's what happens when the pastor goes out of town, I guess. But I think God took care of that with, you know, the beautiful weather, the ice and the snow. And we understand we wanted everybody to be safe. But Tara and I had church in the mountains on that Sunday morning in Chile with the pastor, our pastors, Apostle Benny and Beth Davidson, Pastor Steve and Sharon Stales, and Pastor Dick and Sandra Stark from Alabama. I'm going to tell you, the Holy Ghost came in that cabin, and Pastor Steve Stales, which will be coming back in June this year, if you don't know him, but he has a powerful testimony. He was here in 1981 and 82, and I was a teenager, and like 40-something people received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. It was kind of the catalyst of art in that dispensation, that decade. It really made the church take off, and it was birthed out of the testimony of his father that was raised from the dead. There's willing him to the morgue with the sheet over his head that Pastor Steve did not give up. He laid his hands on him and said, you will live and not die. And all of a sudden that sheet began, oh, somebody help me. Somebody help me. Come on. Oh, God is able. Come on. And so I'll leave the rest of the story to Gene, but you don't want to miss it. Me and Pastor Steve stayed up to 1:30 in the morning just rehearsing those great times in the 80s. But I mean, no, the 80s are gone. But I mean, no, my word says he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. I got a few announcements quickly, and Elder Carl is going to come preach for us this morning, amen. But quickly, tonight at 6 p.m., Bridge Connectors, membership class, you know who you are. You're coming tonight. There's 2 or 3 coming, but if you are here and you already consider this to be your home church, we would love for you to come. If you've never been a member here and you want to be a member, we would love for you to come tonight at 6 p.m. We'll feed you, we'll talk to you, and share our journeys with one another. So that would be tonight at 6 p.m. Come see me right after church so I can make preparations for tonight. I do want to say quickly, in recent news with the legislation of the full-term abortion in New York, that is demonic, that is barbaric, and it's from the pits of hell. But I also want to give you a prophetic word this morning. God laid on my heart. I don't mean to take this time, but God wants me to share with you. Do not let bad news distract you from the good news. Come on. He said it'd be a great and terrible day. I'm not caught off guard. We just need to pray a little harder. I mean, no, the devil's made a mistake. I'm not all down in the dumps today, my friend. The devil's pushed the church too far. And I mean, no, the church will rise. Come on, somebody help me. And the church, the gates of hell, should not prevail. Come on. So do not let bad news distract us from the good news. Amen. Just want to share that with you quickly. Oh, my goodness, there's so much more to say, but I can't. Ministries are going on almost every night here at the Bridge in one form or fashion. And man, praise a certain mother who started back last Monday. Sister Renee, 8 new ladies. Praise God for that. Thank you. Amen. And how many know, Elder Claudine, come on up so I'll stop. But how many know there are hurting people everywhere? I was on the phone the other day. I called Kentucky Dam Village about our marriage enrichment weekend in September. A lady named Karen answered the phone. I was dealing with her. And she said, I'm so sorry, Pastor Kane, that I did not get back with you last week. I left a voicemail. She said, I've just been overwhelmed lately. And I was just assuming she was talking about the business where she works. So we finalized all the details about the marriage enrichment weekend in September. And once again, she said, Pastor Roy, I'm so sorry I did not get back with you. I've been overwhelmed lately. And I knew then it was something deeper. I said, well, Karen, can I pray with you? And she began to bust out in tears over the phone. And she said, I told my church we would pray this morning. Pastor Elder Carla, you can just pray when I give you the mic over this. His name's Jonathan. Karen's son. Went to college. Has an awesome job degree of medical research science. Has a dream job. Pays a lot of money. But somewhere in the midst of all of his education, he become agnostic and atheistic. And he forgot his roots. And now he doesn't believe in God. Because that's what the university pushed on him. And all the professors. And she said, would you pray for my son, Jonathan? I said, Karen, I pray for him right now. Amen. And this morning, I want to keep my word to Karen. And we'll see her in September, hopefully. And I believe, and how many believe with me, that between now and September, come on, that God is going to do a work and in Jonathan's life. Come on. Actually, it's amazing. We just started putting our messages online 2 weeks ago. And she said, I watched a message last week that encouraged me. And she said, I want you to pray. So we just had church over the phone. But I mean, there's hurting people everywhere. So Elder Carla, this is Elder Carla Henderson. She's an elder in the house. She is a preaching elder, evangelistic gift. So just say, Lord, bless her as she gives us the word.
Father, we bring Jonathan before you in the name of Jesus. And Father, I thank you, Lord, that you reminded me yesterday that you raised a Paul. Lord, his name was Saul, but you raised him, God, out of great wickedness. Father, you took him out of wickedness. And I thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that your hand is upon Jonathan, and you're going to snatch him out of the pit of hell, that the scales of darkness and blindness are going to fall from his eyes, and that the glorious light of the gospel of Jesus Christ will shine on Jonathan, Father, in the name of Jesus, that there is no weapon that is formed against him that shall prosper. And I thank you, oh God, that he's going to know you as Lord and Savior. You're going to fill him with the Holy Ghost. And God, you're taking him out and you're bringing him in. And I thank you, oh God, in Jesus' name. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Man, I have had church withdrawals. I'm telling you, I was calling people on the phone. I said, we got to do something. This ain't right. We haven't been to church in 10 days. I said, wow. I'm just so pumped to be back in church. It's just a blessing. It's just a blessing. Even if it wasn't even up here. Hallelujah. I've got a very simple message today. It is so simple, but it's very profound. And so I'm asking everyone to just open up your Bibles. We're going to turn to some scriptures. Chris is going to put them up here for me. But I want you to listen, because there's not one person in here that this does not need to hear this message. And the title of my message, I've been around Pastor Roy too long. I've got a title. I've never had a title before. And the title is, Are You a Asset? Are you a liability to the Bridge of Hope Fellowship? Let me say that again. Are you an asset or are you a liability to the Bridge of Hope Fellowship? Now, I want to break that down words just a little bit so everybody can understand it. If you are an asset to this body, you are useful and you are a valuable thing. But if you're a liability to the Bridge of Hope, you are that person who brings the presence or behavior that is likely to cause embarrassment or bring to a disadvantage. Are you an asset or are you a liability to this body, to the Bridge of Hope? Galatians 3 and 28, I know Chris is on it. Galatians 3 and 28 says, now listen to it. There is neither Greek nor Jew. There is neither slave nor free. There is neither male nor female. For you are all one in Christ Jesus. All right? Now, Colossians 3 and 11 says almost the same thing. Where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcised nor uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave nor free, but Christ is all in all in all. And what that saying is that we're all the same. In the eyes of God, we're all the same. Galatians says, for you are children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. He does not see male and female. He does not see that. Every one of us, I want you to listen, every single one of us are on the same playing field in the eyes of God. We're on the same playing field. Now, we're not all children of God because it says right there, it says for you are all the children of God. Now, we've heard people say, well, we're all children of God. No, 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 no. That's not what the scripture says. Listen to 1 John 3 and 10. In this, the children of God, when the children of the devil are manifested, we are not all the children of God. Some of us belong to the devil. That's just the way it is. So when somebody says, we're all children of God, no, we're not. Because if you do not have a relationship, you are not a child of God. It says, whoever does not practice righteousness, and righteousness means right standing with God, he is not of God. That's what the word says. That person is not of God. You are a child of the devil. And it says, nor is he who does not love his brother. And this is where we're going today. Nor is he who does not love his brother. The scripture says you are not a child of God. Now, so if we are in relationship with Jesus, he sees us all the same, children of God, across the board. He doesn't see like we see, though. Now, I'm talking about loving your brothers, loving your sisters. Right here, I want this to be very personal to the Bridge of Hope. You see, because he sees through the flesh. He sees through the outward appearance. He sees through the circumstances. He sees through skin color. He sees through your education and your social standings. You see, he doesn't see that. He doesn't see it. We're the children of God. That's the way he sees us if we're in relationship with him. He doesn't see our wallet. Jesus only sees one thing, and that's the heart. That's the only thing that he sees is the heart. Now, I want you to get that. He is not seeing anything else. But unfortunately, we don't look past the flesh. All right, now here we go. We don't look past the flesh. We don't look past circumstances. We don't look past the wallet, the social standing. We do not look past the skin color. We don't do it. We don't do it. We don't ask, Lord, let me see somebody's heart. We don't ask that. We go straight to the outward appearance. We go straight to the circumstances. And we become the judge, the jury, and the verdict. Because we're in the flesh, and that's what we're looking at. That's what we're looking at. I don't want to get ahead of myself. We decide who's going to be our friend. We decide who fits our standard and our skin color. We decide who we're going to hang out with. We decide. And it's wrong. It's wrong. It's wrong. It's wrong. It is not pleasing in God's sight. It's sin. Because he said that child of God is going to love his brother and sister. And we're going to look at that just a little bit more. 1 Samuel 16, 6 through 7. It says, and this is when God had told Samuel. He said, now Samuel, I've gotten rid of Saul. He's out of here. And I'm getting ready to anoint a new king. And I want you to go and anoint him for me. Then I'm going to show you who it is. God knew who it was. So it was when they came that he, talking about Samuel, he looked at Ebiah and said, surely, Lord, the anointed is before him. But the Lord said to Samuel, do not look at his appearance or at the height of his stature, because I have refused him. Apparently, he must have been a good-looking man. Good-looking man. He was tall, ladies. He was tall. He was fine. But he was probably the devil himself. But the Lord says, no, Samuel, I have refused him. For the Lord does not see as man sees. For man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. The Lord looks at the heart. In Isaiah, the Lord said, for my thoughts, listen to this. He says, people, my thoughts are not your thoughts. Neither are my ways your ways. He says in Psalms, surely not God searches it out, for it is God who knows the secret of the heart. You don't know the heart. I don't know the heart. God looks at the heart. We're too busy making the judgment and looking at the conclusion from the outside. In Proverbs, he says, all the ways of a man are clean in his own eyes, but the Lord weighs spirit. The Lord goes to the heart. The Lord is looking at the heart. So what we need to do, like I said, this is so simple. But what we need to do is we need to let God do what he does best. And that's take care of the heart. And we need to do what we've been told to do. So I want to know what I've been told to do and how I'm supposed to treat you. How am I to react to my brothers and sisters? That's the way I want to act. Colossians 3 and 12. I don't know if that's up there or not. I didn't write this one down. But Colossians 3 and 12. If you got your word, go ahead and turn there. I am a stickler for the word. I love the word. I want you to have your Bibles. There's no other way to learn it unless you turn in there. But Colossians 3 and 12, and it says, the previous verse before that is the one that I read that said that there is no Greek, there is no circumcision, we're all the same. And then verse 12 says, therefore. Anytime you see a therefore in the Word of God, you've got to read why the verse before. Because that is now telling me why and what's going in the verse before. So he just said, we're all the same. Therefore is the elect of God holy and beloved. Now this is Paul through Jesus talking to you. Put on tender mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, bearing with one another. If anyone has a complaint against another, even as Jesus forgave you, you must also do. See, this is our part. The heart is God's part. It's not your part. It's not my part. This is our part when it comes to every one of you and our relationship with each other. This is what we are to strive to do as the body of the Bridge of Hope Fellowship. Romans 12 and 10 says, be kindly and affectionate one to another with brotherly love, in honor preferring one another. In other words, I'm to look out more for you than I am for myself. I'm to look out for you. Philippians 1 through 5, I told Chris, I've gone to the dark side. This is the NLT. Pastor Roy has been using it, and I've went over to it. But I just want you to hear in a little bit simpler way. Is there any encouragement from belonging to Christ? Is there any comfort in His love? Is there any fellowship in the Spirit? Are your hearts tender and compassionate? Then make me truly happy by agreeing wholeheartedly with each other, loving one another, working together with one mind and purpose. Don't be selfish. Don't try to impress others. Be humble. Think of others better than yourself. Don't look out only for your own interest, but take interest in others too. And here's the key. You must have that same attitude that Christ had. King James says, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. That's the key. It says, let this mind. This mind, whether took mine, the three scriptures that I just read before, to be good to each other, to look out for your brothers and sisters. He's saying, let this mind be in you, because that is the mind of Jesus Christ. So I say to you, let this mind be in you for the Bridge of Hope Fellowship, for every one of your brothers and sisters that's sitting right here. Are you an asset? Or are you a liability to the Bridge of Hope? Are you a stumbling block to the Bridge of Hope? Or are you a building block to the Bridge of Hope? We're growing. We're growing. And we've got to have a sure, solid foundation. And that comes through relationships. I'm going to get ahead of myself. But Pastor Roy always says a church is as strong as the marriages that are in the church. And I'm going to bring that into the fellowship that we have here. Is going to be strong as we come together and love each other. I asked the teenagers, do we push others aside, teenagers? Come on. We know how we acted when we were young. We were all there. Are there those we push to the side? Are there those that we don't have anything to do with? Come on, teenagers, it's the way it is. It's called bullying today. It's called bullying. Do we believe everything we hear? Do we believe everything we see? Do we use Facebook to, what is it when you're looking for somebody on Facebook? You stalk them. I don't do Facebook, so I don't stalk. Well, I can't say I have every once in a while. I better not lie. I have just sort of looked up somebody. I don't have a Facebook, so I have asked other people before. So, We better stop. But it's the body of Christ, and I'm talking about those of us that are sitting here today. Do we believe everything that we hear? Do we believe everything that we say? Do we form that mindset on what we see on Facebook? Do we form that attitude because of what we think we're seeing? Or are we growing and trying to create new relationships at the bridge? What are you doing? How are you using what you have to grow the bridge? I can't get ahead of myself. I do. Or do we stay in our little circle? Do you stay right where you're comfortable at? What do you do? Look at Galatians 5 and 25. I don't know if I put that one up there on the board or not. But Galatians 5 and 25. Listen here what it says. And it says, if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking one another, envying one another. This is Paul. He's talking to the church. He's speaking to us. He says, brethren, if a man is overtaken in a trespass, who are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of gentleness, considering yourself, lest you also be tempted. For if anyone thinks himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceives himself. You know, to get up here is very humbling. I take it very serious, and it's very humbling. And you know, I know Pastor Roy and others who get up here, and you say, God, don't let them see me. God, don't let them hear me. Let the word prevail. So don't ever think you're anything, because you're in deception if you think you're something. Don't go there. Don't go there. You know, I've learned a long time ago, man, you humble yourself, God, he'll shoot you off like a rocket. You want to be exalted. You want to get in those places, you humble yourselves. You get to the place where, Lord, if I never did nothing for you, it'd be all right. Lord, just serving you is all I want to do. Lord, if all I ever do is just pray and read my word, Lord, it'll be okay. That's when God exalts. So he says right there, if you think you're something, you deceive yourself. And then he goes on in verse 10. Here we go again. He says, therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all, especially above and beyond to those who are of the household of faith. This is our first priority. I'm just going to say it. Just like your spouse is your first priority, and then it's your children spiritually, the bridge of hope. This is your priority to do especially good right here to your brothers and sisters as the Lord leads you. Venture out. Get to know someone. Do you go and you greet somebody when you get here? Do you take that initiative? Hey, I think I'm going to church early today, and I'm just going to walk around, and I'm just going to greet people. I mean, is it not the truth? Or are you the one who slides in and slides out to avoid that fellowship, to avoid that contact? But that's not what we're supposed to do. Look around. I want everybody to look around. Turn around and look. These are your brothers and sisters. This is who you're going to spend eternity with. And you don't even know them? I want to know my neighbor. Stop and think about it. We're going to spend eternity together. Do we know each other? Do take that opportunity to come and to make that effort to shake hands and pat on somebody's shoulder. I can't get ahead of myself. Here we go. I'm very good at that. John says, if someone says, I love God, but hates a fellow believer. Now, this is in the Amplified. If someone says, I love God, but hates a fellow believer, that person is a liar. For if we don't love people we can see, how can we love God whom we cannot see? He has given us this command. Those who love God must also love their fellow believers. Now, that word hate, wow, seems a little harsh, doesn't it? But let's give you the definition. Unjustifiable feelings towards others. In other words, I don't know why I don't like you, but I don't like you. Unjustifiable feelings toward others. You don't know why you don't like them. Never even met them. Never even tried to talk to them. Never nothing, but you just got the feeling. You just got the feeling. Am I telling the truth? I'm telling the truth. But that's what that word means. I got the feeling. Like I said, this is not hard. There's nothing easy. You know, it's a message, but we need this. We need to hear it because it's my heart's desire and prayer all the time that God take this body of believers and bind us together. Because just like Roy says, the day is coming when we could possibly have to go to 2 and 3 services. And you are going to be the very ones that God right now is forming and putting together so that we're a solid foundation. And we cannot do that if we don't love our brothers and sisters. So I want you to take a minute here, and I want you to look around again and see how many people. Go ahead, just look around. How many people can you just sort of spot that you really haven't met? You haven't shook their hands? Maybe you haven't patted them on the back? There's some in here. We've got some new ones today. These are our brothers and sisters in the spirit. Okay? Now listen where I'm going. Every one of you are my brothers and sisters in the spirit. We have that in common. We have the Lord Jesus Christ in common. We've been saved. We've been bought by the blood. But are you my brothers and sisters in the natural? All things. That's good, Chris. You see, we can say we're brothers and sisters in the spirit, but have we become brothers and sisters in the natural? See how important that is. See, that's another ball game. We're not all going to be buddies. We're not all going to be best friends in here. Y'all are not all coming to my house to eat. I'm not all going to your house to eat. I'm not going to call you on the phone every day and ask you a question. It's not going to happen. That's just not the way it works. You did not like all of your own flesh and blood brothers and sisters, did you? But they're your brothers and sisters. But they're your brothers and sisters. The millennials don't want to hang out with me, and I don't want to hang out with them. Except on Tuesday night at trivia. So I say that to say this. We're not all going to be best friends. But we're still brothers and sisters. And we need to love each other. And we do need to take that opportunity to get to know each other. And let me say this. I think Pastor Roy might have said it a couple of weeks ago. Racism will not be tolerated at the Bridge of Hope Fellowship. And If God doesn't see our color, neither do we. And I say that because the enemy uses that. And we're not going there. We're not going there at the Bridge of Hope. And you know what? When if society would push their agenda, we don't go there. That is not the mind of Christ. If he doesn't see color, I sure heck don't see no color. I will never go there. And I really appreciated that the other week when Pastor Roy said that racism will not be tolerated at the Bridge of Hope Fellowship, because there is no room for it. I want to take a minute, and some of these people don't even know I'm calling them up, but I'm going to call them up. I'm going to call Miss Nancy Owen. Miss Nancy, could you come up? I need Mama Jane. I need Miss Pat. Miss Pat. I need Loretta. I need Ruby. If y'all could just come up here for just a minute. Y'all just come right here. Y'all can just rest right here. Miss. Come on. Yeah, y'all. Yay! You're going to get me, Ruby. Here, Ruby, you come over here. I know you don't. I did this because I wanted to just bring up, make the point of knowing a couple of people. I'm going to start with Miss Nancy, Miss Mary Jane, and Miss Pat. Did y'all know that they are probably the patriarchs? Matriarchs? They've been here from the very beginning. These are some praying women. So they know what's going on here. And when I say praying women, they're praying women. They're strong women. You want prayer, you come to this mom. Ladies right here. They got it going on. They got it going on. And Miss Mama, how many of you know that this is Pastor Roy's mother? A lot of people don't know that. But this is Pastor Roy's mother. See how sometimes we just don't know people, do we? We don't know all the facts. And I brought Miss Loretta up because how many of y'all appreciate those clean bathrooms? How many of you don't see any trash on the floor? The chairs are straight. That's Loretta. Loretta is the one. She is our keeper of the Bridge of Hope Fellowship. And she takes her job very serious. So some of you didn't know that, did you? And you know, you hear very little out of Loretta, but she's a blessing. And I brought Miss Ruby up. Miss Ruby is a blessing to the Bridge of Hope in ways that you'll never know.
That's right.
She's a quiet lady. God has done.
I like my own pew.
Yeah, don't sit in the very back chair. See this chair over here? That belongs to Ruby. But all I'm going to say about Ruby is Ruby loves God.
This one might be.
And she has been a blessing to this church like some of you will never know. And I just wanted to say that about Ruby. And Ruby bleeds blue. All right, thank you, ladies. And the last one I wanted to talk to is this one. This is my mother. And she is the oldest person at Bridge of Hope Fellowship. She's 87. And how many of you know what the name of the fellowship hall is in the basement? What's the name of that? Morgan Hall. The reason that it's called Morgan Hall is for my father, her husband, who was Carl Morgan. So I just wanted to let y'all know that, because this is what we need to do. We need to get to know our brothers and sisters. So what I want to do, and this is, well, first of all, let's all stand. We don't need no music. We don't need no music. What I want to do, y'all are standing. Y'all can go sit down if you want. I do want you to take a moment and ask yourself, have I been an asset to the Bridge of Hope? Have I been a liability to the Bridge of Hope? Do I put myself out there? Do I make myself available to the brothers and sisters of Bridge of Hope? Am I a bridge builder? Do I have a problem with somebody? Do I have an issue with somebody? Do I not like somebody? So what I want to do is we're going to bow our heads and I'm just going to pray. And I just want you to ask the Lord, Lord, what am I? Am I a liability or am I an asset to this bridge, to this body? Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, I thank you, O God, that, Lord, that you would just touch each one of us to examine our heart. Father God, that we would make that commitment, Father, to be an asset. Father, to be a bridge builder right here at the Bridge of Hope. That, Father, we won't be hurt, we won't be this, we won't be that, but, Father, that we will take it to heart, God, to love our brothers and sisters, to reach out to them, to be good, be kind, to be tender-hearted, to be especially good to them, Father. And I pray, Father, that, Lord, that this would be a church of strong relationships. Father God, that we're not moved by anything except loving you and loving people. Make this a strong body. There's no dissension. There's no this. There's no that. There's no drama. But Father, that we're built on the foundation of the Word of God. And we love each other. Father, I just want to say thank you. And I pray, God, that this Word, Lord, that it touches every heart in the name of Jesus. Now, I'll give this back to Roy. But I want you to take a minute, and I want you to go to someone that you haven't met. Look around. Just look around. Turn around. Whatever you got to do. Oh, this is awful. I'm asking you to go and introduce yourself. Find that one person that you have not made any contact with and go to them right now. Go on. Go find one person. One person. One person. Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Man, I love that.
Thank you.
I thank the timer, too. Bless you this morning, man. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That was good. I'm
glad you gave that message.
Okay. You got anything else to say, Kevin?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, if we could all find our seats. Thank you, Father. If we could all find our seats.
Amen. Whew, that's hot. That's hot. Wow, bodybuilding. That made my job easier. Amen. Amen, 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 amen. If we can find our seat quickly. Wow. Amen. Let's find a seat quickly. Tell you what, worship team, if you can come, we'll close the service in a moment with one last song of worship. And if everybody can find their seats, wow, this is awesome. Wow, Elder Carter, thank you. That made my job much easier. Amen. Wow. Thank you. Woo. Amen. What a bodybuilding message. Amen. Especially on Bridge Connector Sunday with membership class tonight. So thank you. That was very appropriate, Elder Carter. Great word that will grow the body. Amen. Just want to say something quickly, and we'll worship in a moment and close. Amen. For those who are visiting for the first time, we have been in the heart of our city since 1999. God has done a wonderful work here at Bridge Hope Fellowship. What you see has not happened overnight. It's been a lot of sweat, tears, blood. Amen. Not literally, but maybe. Amen. But God has been so faithful to this house. And if you're visiting for the first time, we're humbled to have you. Amen. And I pray that if you are looking for a church, that you find that place. There are many great churches in this city that are doing the work of the Lord. Amen. And we're so honored to team up with them and be a part of the kingdom of God. Amen. But God is doing something special in this house. I love this place, not just because I'm the pastor. You know, I'm glad to show up. Amen. Because there's such a love, a presence of God. We have all three generations in this house. We have the elderly, we have the middle-aged, and we have a lot of young people. And I mean, no, there is a trend today where churches are only focusing on one age or the other. But I mean, no, I believe that the house of God needs to be a house of not only all races, but all ages. Amen. And God is doing something special in this house. If you come long enough, you'll get to know what we're all about. We sing new songs. We sing old songs. We have a Holy Ghost time. We also have times of teaching. But we try to always maintain a balance in this house to the best of our ability, because God is doing something special. And once again, I want to encourage every one of you, don't stop. Don't stop now. We've come too far to look back. The church is growing. Amen. I mean, you can see that. And who knows what the future holds, but I do know who holds the future. Amen. And the best is yet to come. We believe in miracles. We believe in the manifestations of God's gifts. We have seen miraculous healings in this church. And I mean, no, we just simply believe that God is a big God. And whatever he said in the Bible, we can claim it. Amen. And that's who we are. That's what we believe. And God is doing an awesome thing at Bridge of Hope Fellowship. Just a couple of quick updates. We were in the mountains last weekend, and Pastor Steve Stales prophesied and prayed over Tara and I, and prayed for Tara's hip. And when we went to the doctor the other day, Tara looked at me before we got there and said, "I've got a feeling they're not going to find anything wrong." Well, we went in, they found absolutely nothing wrong. Amen. And so He said it could, and he said, there's a good chance it could be like a case of bursitis or something. It's something that a shot would take care of. So praise God for that. No surgery, anything like that. So I mean, know our God is a healing God. Amen. Also, we're so proud today of Elizabeth. Come up here, honey. Come up here for a moment. Zibit. I call her Zibit because... Well, I just call her Zibit. Am I the only one that calls you that?
No.
Oh, I thought I was special.
Well, you're family.
Okay. Zibit has grown up in this house, and she starts to work tomorrow. Wow, in Frankfurt. She's moving to Frankfurt. Would you take just a moment and tell them exactly what you'll be doing?
So it's just a temporary job during the legislative session. So it's just going to be for the next 3 months, and I will be a communication specialist with the Republican House leadership. So I'll be working under the new Speaker of the House, which is David Osborne, and under his team, so helping the Republican House representatives. So Republican caucus. So it's partisan.
Wow. Amen. Wow. Stretch forth your hands to Elizabeth. Father, we prophesy and pray blessings over Elizabeth's life. Father, as she relocates to Frankfurt, let her find the exact apartment, the place she needs to be. We plead the blood of Jesus over her life. Protect her, and most of all, use her in government. Father, raise her up to be a voice for you, Lord Jesus, in the kingdom of God. Father, use her to even change the hearts of men and women, Father. Lord, let there be a presence that will saturate and permeate her very being, that when she walks in the room, people would know that there's something different about that young lady. So, Father, use her in a mighty way in government, because we need more men and women to rise up and speak truth. And we thank you. Bless her financially, physically, and spiritually. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 And that's about it. February the 6th, Wednesday night, or first Wednesday in February, I will be sharing a teaching on the need to lead. I mean, no, there's always a need to serve, and there's always a need to lead. And you don't want to miss this Wednesday night. I'm asking everyone, if you consider yourself a member, to be here on this night, because we're going to be sharing about the need to lead biblically and what that looks like as a structured New Testament church of elders, deacons, ministries. Come on, church. And things like that. It's going to be an awesome night. So it's an apostolic foundational teaching that we'll be revisiting and sharing on Wednesday, February the 6th. So you don't want to miss that night. Let us stand. Amen. Amen. Tell you what, that was such a family teaching this morning. If you are comfortable, just kind of gravitate toward the altar just for 5 minutes, and let's just worship the Lord before we let you go today.